The executive board is called to order at the moment.
Jordan Orozco.
Aye.
Peter Torres.
Aye.
John Fraser.
Aye.
Juan Diego Ashton.
Aye.
Simon Fraser.
Aye. The resolution to censure administration passes.
Having been physically prevented from entering a public meeting by armed men, I have no confidence in this administration.
We know they're just going to keep ignoring us. They're going to keep doing what they want. They're going to keep lying to the student body. Most of the student body that I've talked to that wants to transfer in fall had no idea that summer one wouldn't count.
I sat there with information in my hand about how difficult it was going to be to transfer and how CSUs and UC systems were not going to accept this. I sat there with my hand in the air for over an hour. At that meeting, I was completely ignored.
Students are already getting rejected. Be it further resolved, the ASBC calls on the Board of Trustees to remove Dr. Mark Rocha as the Superintendent President.
On Wednesday afternoon, PCC's associated students cast what could very well be a historic vote, one of no confidence for PCC's current administration. Join me right now are Simon Fraser, President of Associated Students, and Jordan Orozco, VP for Cultural Diversity. Welcome, Simon and Jordan. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having us here.
Thank you so much.
Now, with what AS has had to deal with for the past, let's say, 6 months since the calendar has changed, what was the catalyst for the vote of no confidence and also of the censure that you did?
The catalyst, I think the censure was pretty obvious to us at that point, honestly. We were at a position where we knew in August that the calendar change was a bad decision because of the rush, because of the transfer implications, because it was being done right in the middle of an academic period or at the start of an academic period and a mid-time change. And so we knew that it was causing would cause problems, and it did. So the censure was a no-brainer almost for us. But the no confidence really came when the executive committee of the administration, so Dr. Mark Rocha's cabinet and Dr. Mark Rocha himself, were invited to comment formally on the issues that we had. This was essentially an attempt to get something out of them that we could actually use to move forward and fix these problems for the future. They declined to respond. And so given that they declined to respond, that they were aware of the memorandum, they had read it and would not respond, that was when we said that we have no confidence in the shared governance process, that we have no confidence in the ability of the administration, specifically Dr. Mark Rocha's administration and the leadership directions that he's given, to be able to fix the problems that this college has and to ensure that students are transferring timely.
Let's talk about what this means. We have a censure and we have a vote of no confidence. Do I understand, Jordan, that a censure is like a formal reprimand? You're saying this is not acceptable to us, but a vote of no confidence is a call for action. Is that correct?
Yes. Our censure was very highly detailed. We did put a lot of work into it in adjusting the language. And so we felt like doing a both separate censure and a vote on the vote of no confidence was just a little bit more powerful in a sense that it gave us as associated students the chance to voice our own opinions and actually specifically put on paper how we felt and why we felt this way.
And you know, the difference I'll elucidate between a censure and a no confidence is that a censure says what has been done is bad. For example, the Senate voted, the U.S. Senate voted they voted to censure Bill Clinton for Monica Lewinsky. And so that was a formal reprimand of what's been done. The no confidence is more of a, you did something bad, and it means that going forward we can't trust, that going forward we have no faith. That's the difference.
I think we need to clarify here, too. I heard repeatedly in the meeting yesterday, we don't want to slander anybody. We've had some good responses as well from administration. We're not after anybody. Let's make sure that we make clear that some people have been approachable to you and you're not attacking anyone. This is a last choice for you guys.
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely a last choice. I'll be very honest. I think that I have enjoyed personally a collegial relationship with many individual administrators, but that's been the problem, has been that it's individual administrators. So when the Vice President for Instruction and Academic Affairs comes to our meeting, Dr. Robert Bell, and he will say, speaking as VP Bell or speaking as Dr. Bell, that's not enough. We need to hear from the administration as an entity, because the no confidence is about the relationship between the Associated Students as an organization, as a constituent group on this campus, and the administration as the charged group to administer the college. And I will note that from my own personal experiences, the extent of our relationship seems to go as high as the vice president's. And that we really get the results, we get the response, we get the help there. And with the, we weren't after anyone specifically. The reason that Dr. Mark Rocha is mentioned is because he is the one that wanted the calendar change. It was his cabinet that refused to respond to us. And it was him specifically at the Board of Trustees meetings that almost scoffed at the idea that that it wouldn't count for transfer. I remember it was a very heated meeting, and it was brushed aside, the comments. And you can hear the on the audio recording, which I think someone was recording it that day, that it was treated like it was a no-brainer. Of course these classes will transfer. Of course they will. Look, it's done by June 30th. We're going to be fine. And if they'd done even a cursory Google search, they would have found out that that wouldn't be the case.
In fact, I have looked at your AS site, and you have transfer. And Jordan, what do you have? You have 34 colleges, and was it five of them you know that summer transfers, and the others are undecided, or you don't know?
Yeah, basically, we haven't heard anything back from any of those colleges. I personally sent out an email to all the San Francisco Bay individual colleges, and I only got two responses back. So it's hard to say at this point, because it is such a very rushed topic, that, you know, a lot of the UCs and especially the CSUs have not really responded to us and have not really responded to the situation. And it's really important, because you have students out there that need to transfer, but I'm pretty sure, as you already have heard, they're already getting rejected based on this calendar decision. And it's you know, it's a situation that's unfortunate, but, you know, we're doing everything that Associated Students can to make sure that this goes through.
Tell me what happens when somebody gets rejected. Let's say they want to go to UCLA. They get rejected because this just doesn't count. Well, what's their recourse? What can they do?
At that point, there's nothing they can really do. I mean, you can't reapply for admissions once you're rejected. The college has officially rejected you. And there's very, very rare cases where it will get, but I mean, that's from what I've heard, there's really nothing you can do at this point.
You know, once you get the rejection letter in the mail for that term, they'll say, sorry, we're really over full as it is. Thank you for applying, but no, try again another time.
Good luck, and basically.
Good luck next time. And next time could be fall 2014, because a lot of these colleges are now not accepting spring transfers. So this fall 13, it's either you get in for fall 13 or you have to wait another year to try again, do the cycle over. So the problem is that for those colleges that are refusing summer, we're too late. I mean, the college has made an attempt that says, you know what, we'll transcript these classes as spring. And that would have been a fantastic solution if we had made that solution available in fall, so that when we did our update forms, I didn't personally apply, but when the students who applied submitted their update forms to the four-year institution saying, now I'm going to complete by spring, regardless of whether it was spring one, spring two, whatever the configuration is, we wouldn't be in this problem today. The fact is that all of these issues, AS brought them to the administrator's attention, and it took a lot of movement for them to even realize that it was going to be an issue. And then for the discussions to start mid-January and end and continue through February, it's too late.